and welcome to the Wayne Scherer Show, Being Your Destiny. I'm international speaker, author, and entrepreneur Wayne Scherer, and I'm having an absolutely incredible day today. And I want you to have an incredible day every day too, just like me. You know, the other day I was at church, and I was disappointed. I'm not usually disappointed at church, but my preacher started preaching about, and this is no exaggeration, about how people shouldn't be individuals and shouldn't be seeking the good life and shouldn't be seeking their dreams. And I was like, I was in shock. I said to myself, I don't know what's come over this guy. But there isn't anybody can stop me from living my dream. There's nothing wrong with moving ahead and making things better and helping other people get better. And, you know, that's why I work from home. That's why I can walk from my bedroom to my computer. I don't even know what a rush hour is. I haven't seen one in a long time, and I'm going to keep it that way. So to help you move ahead today, we got another superstar entrepreneur, one of the most impressive individuals I've ever had the chance to work with. Truly, truly a superstar, and you're going to love meeting him. This is Dave Van Hoose. Dave Van Hoose, we're going to start quickly at the beginning. He was, because we all started somewhere else. We didn't start online doing this stuff. And Dave Van Hoose, he was a sports science guy. He worked for, he was a pro football trainer. But, you know, things happened in his life. He ended up with major back surgery. And he thought everything was over, I'm sure. We all had that feeling when something bad happens that everything is over. And Dave met that when, he strung up in a hospital and probably in a pretty long cast, looking pretty weird, and wondering where he was going next. And suddenly, it wasn't sudden, but it seems sudden probably at this point to him. He was a speaking person. He was out on the road creating a Fortune 500 company called Foreclosures Daily, where he was doing 50 to 100 seminar events per month. Now, can you imagine doing that? Can you imagine speaking at that rate? I know my voice goes out after I speak for an hour. I don't know how Dave could do that. But in his own words, and making it quite crystal clear, I absolutely love the speaking business, Dave says. And now he owns MVP Associates and the Speaking Empire, where his clients have included some just absolutely amazing people like Russell Brunson, Rich Sheffrin, Robert Allen, Kevin Harrington, the guy from Shark Tank, Brad Fallon, Zach Childress, just tons and tons of amazing people. You probably know some of those names. Maybe you don't know them all, but I assure you, these are some of the most impressive clients you could ever, ever have. And now we have here to share with us some of his secrets, Dave Van Hoose. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Wayne, how are you doing today?
Absolutely great.
Well, I'm excited and honored to be here with everybody, and I came here to give and serve. And so, in fact, I've got a lot of free gifts to give away during our talk so we can have a lot of fun. And, Wayne, I want to challenge you to ask me any question. I've been in this industry for over a decade, and I really want to empower people to really grow their business and to be able to share their passion to the world.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely vital because – for me, I kind of realized I was going to have to speak way early in my career because I became a naval officer and a commander of a squadron. And I just knew that I was going to have to talk to people, even though I was scared to death of it. At one point, I actually had when I was a young junior officer, I was about to go off. They were asking me, where do you want to go? And I just finished giving a little training lecture, and I was so nervous and so terrible. And I said, I want to go be an instructor at the training command. And one of my seniors looked at me and said, that's impossible. You can't do that. And, when somebody tells me I can't do something, that also puts a little spark in me. It's like, to hell with you, dude. I'll show you.
Yep.
But nonetheless, I know a lot of people have a lot of the fears of speaking that inside of me, like every time I do one of these shows, it's still there. I've just learned how to just start talking. I've learned how to trigger myself and make myself start talking. But what I think people would like to know, they think they can go online and they're never going to have to talk to people. And I tell them, well, you're wrong. You have to. Could you address that a bit, the importance of speaking just in the essence of your business?
Well, Wayne, I think that's a beautiful question, and one I want everybody to consider is some new possibilities and some new concepts. You know, when I talk to people about speaking, a lot of people say, well, I'm not a speaker, I'm not a born speaker. But one of the things they have to understand and consider is speaking is the most profitable skill set on planet Earth. And so everything's communication. And what I mean by speaking, if you're speaking on a stage or speaking like we're doing here on a call, a telecall, or a webinar, or in front of your employees, or even in front of your kids, or if you're a coach, you have to present a message. And you want to be able to perfect how to communicate it such a way that you inspire people, you get people into action. Maybe it's to buy your product or service. So speaking is a very, very important skill set. Now, Wayne, what I mean by skill set is, I want everybody to grab a pen and paper out. You're going to want to write this down, because principle number one is speaking is a learned skill set. Tony Robbins wasn't born with a microphone in his mouth. And that's what I mean by it. It's a skill learned, and anybody can learn it. In fact, you told us just earlier, you were so scared and frightened. And in fact, you learn principles and techniques and strategies of how to become a communicator to get to the level to where you're at today. And so I'll share some of these principles, and we can also talk about why it's important to learn about speaking.
Yeah, that's just perfect, Dave, because you know as well as I do that everybody has a fear of speaking. Like you said, even Tony Robbins was afraid to speak. Even Oprah Winfrey was afraid to speak. it's just natural. So it is, and I agree with you that it has been the most profitable thing that I finally latched on to in my business is just talking to people more. It's what I did in the Navy, yet I didn't really, I thought you could get away with not doing it online, but I found out that was quite wrong. And I know these listeners, they want it straight. They don't want to hear any any you know, craziness that everything's easy, everything's so simple, because we all know it isn't, but we have to put some work into it. So if you could share some skill sets or some skill techniques that would be very helpful to them, I know they would love that.
Yeah, let's get to work here, and I want to share some advanced strategies in helping people. And so one of the things that we need to go over first, I think, Wayne, is why speak or why speaking? Well, if you own a business, you have a product or service, you have to learn how to present. And the reason why is, number one, is because when you become a speaker, you become the celebrity. And what I mean by that, you can raise your prices, work with more affluent people, because if you're presenting on the stage, you are the expert, the authority person. So when the authority person speaks, people listen. The other thing that we'll do is, speaking is a great way, marketing costs a lot of money, to pay for a radio ad, a TV ad, or getting the yellow pages or whatever they're doing in their business. Speaking is a great marketing strategy. And guess what? It's free. So you get to share your message to thousands of people, which then is going to bring in more cash flow to your business. It will help leverage your business. It will then give you more qualified prospects. And you're going to be able to share your message, your business, or passion to the world. So I have to understand, everybody, it's very important skill set to learn. They say that when you add speaking to your business, you add an extra zero to your business. What do you think, Wayne?
I think that's absolutely 100% true. And it's probably easily could add an extra zero and then another extra zero and then another extra zero if you're able to truly leverage yourself correctly and believe in yourself.
Yeah, one of the things that we consider, I know, Wayne, you're a top internet marketer talking about driving strategy. So I want everybody to consider this for this moment. What if we could show you a way to take all your ideal prospects or your leads, your qualified customer, put them into one big room, a big seminar, a theater, like a football stadium, all these people? Could you deliver the right message, grabbing the attention of the audience, exciting their imagination, and at the end of your presentation, that they all say, I want and I need your product or service? Now imagine that. What if you could take that stadium and put it online, like an online webinar, and millions of people globally around the world could hear your message and then buy your product or service? That's the power, the leverage of speaking. And it's very, very empowering.
That is the thing I learned the most. You know, in case you didn't catch it at the beginning, Dave is kind of my speaking mentor here. I relied on him to change what I did because, you know, I love to teach. And so Dave, I said, Dave, what am I doing wrong? And he goes, I know exactly what you're doing wrong. And it was the part, you know, that he was just talking about. If you listen to what he just said, he actually used a skill set that people call NLP. You probably heard of that. And he talked to you about imagining being able to close things at the end of everything you say to make sales. And it's so true. Dave is the expert at this. And he made it possible for me to realize how to use that language, because I could get up and start spewing about just about anything, but I couldn't close in the end.
Well, I mean, there's a process and a system. And of course, Wayne, you studied with me and you know it, and it's a very easy, simple, duplicatable process that anybody can learn. And in fact, you can do what I did. I actually had 25 other speakers presenting my presentation all over the United States, selling my product without not me being there. So the reason I was able to do 100 seminars per month, I didn't do all of them. I did a majority of them, but I had 25 full-time other speakers. So if you own a business, imagine this. What if you had a team of speakers all across the country that are presenting your message to the world, getting customers into action? I think a big challenge today, Wayne, is that people start a business or have a business and they can't get a customer. It's the biggest challenge. So speaking will solve that problem.
That couldn't be any more true than anything you said. I found once I started talking more to people directly, almost every time I got somebody that was interested that then actually spoke to me, they became a buyer. Now it's not just about buying, of course. I mean, we are selling things to help improve people's lives. But of course, if we can't get them to buy into us, then we can't help them either. And so the skills that Dave teaches is really about changing people's lives. And it applies to anything. Whether you take it to the big scale of your whole business is, you know, people out there on platforms, or it's just you being able to be effective on something as simple as this podcast. Can you imagine yourself on a podcast? Can you imagine yourself just sitting in your living room doing what we're doing right now, talking to each other, delivering you important information? What do you think about that, Dave? I mean, everybody doesn't want to be the big speaker, but they still need to learn the same skill sets. Am I right?
Absolutely. I mean, just think about this. You know, nothing happens till a sales takes place. You know, I'm looking out my beautiful office right now, and I'm looking at these beautiful buildings with these windows. I'm looking at these beautiful yachts and these beautiful cars and the pool and all the trees that are planted. All of that exists only today because somebody sold something on the concept. Somebody had to sell somebody on to do the doors. Somebody had to sell somebody to build a yacht. Nothing happens until a sale takes place. And so I want to empower people to be able to sell their message and get their message out to the world. So let me share a quick story, Wayne. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I think this is very, very important. You know, I first started my business. Unfortunately, I was a professional football trainer, and I had a tragedy. You know, I broke my back and was paralyzed. And so I had to reinvent myself. And I think a lot of people are in reinvention. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe they don't have the pension, you know, or maybe they're just sick and tired of being in a J-O-B, which, by the way, is a journey of the broke. And they want to start a business. And so I started my business called foreclosuresdaily.com. And Wayne had the most innovative concept. It was going to help people save time, energy, and money. I launched this product. The first month, guess how many customers I got, Wayne?
Zero?
Zero, right? And so I did what most business owners did, is I did what? I made the product better. The second month I launched my business, guess how many customers I got?
Well, I it wasn't zero, but
it was zero again.
it was, yes.
So then I had to learn about customer acquisition. How do you get a customer? How do you get cash flow in your business? So I then had to figure out, how do you communicate one-to-one? Which at one time, I'd rather goggle razor blades than ask somebody for $99 for my business. But then I got good, and I learned about how to communicate one-to-one, how to present using what they call question-based selling, the Socrates ways of selling. How you can ask a series of questions, and in people's mind, they say, I want and I need that. And it's a very powerful skill set to learn, and it's a very easy, duplicatable system to learn. See, most people talk too much. They actually untalk the sale. The best salesman in the world is the best question asker and the best listener. And that's how easy it can be. But then what really took off for my business, I got very good at selling one-to-one. Then, Wayne, I did my first seminar in a Denny's restaurant, in a little restaurant. I'm thinking, why am I selling one-to-one? Why don't I sell one to many, right, and launch? So I did my first seminar at Denny's restaurant, and I made $2,000. So I was hooked, right? And so I'm like, how can I do more of these seminars? So from then, I was off to the races. I would get the people to the restaurant, do my presentation, present my message, speak from the stage, and get all of them signed up. So then I learned some systems and some processes, and I got better. Then I moved my presenting from speaking in a restaurant to a hotel, because people would spend more money in the hotel. So location of your seminars are very important. They impact the audience. So we got doing good. And so I was speaking twice a day, 5 days a week, testing, you know, what caused people to get into action? What color suit to wear? What color tie do you wear? How do you position the product? How do you set the room up? How do you use trial closes? And then we did very well. And then Wayne, within 3 years of starting my business on my credit card, we made the Inc. 500 as the 35th fastest growing private company in America through speaking. And that's how powerful this could be. Now I'm speaking all over the place. I'm making lots and lots of money. So now guess what's my next challenge, Wayne, is what? My time, right? So now I got a little smarter. I'm like, I had this idea. What if I invited all these people, not to a seminar, but to an online seminar called a webinar back then, and close one to many, and then I could stay right from my house and speak my message to the world. And that's when it got really interesting. And that's how you can really explode your business very fast, make a lot of money, and impact the world quickly.
Now, let's tie it together a little bit, Dave, with what do you do after you engage them? Of course, no matter how much we want, everybody in the room isn't going to buy. But some of them didn't buy right then, but are seriously wanted to. And so how do you prevent from losing them?
Well, one of the things that you have to understand is that you have to prepare your presentations. If you're doing speaking, you have to have a script. Now, what I mean by that is think about this. The speaking business is very similar to the acting business. And when you know this, is that the actor doesn't write their own script. The professional person does. So that's what I do. My company, we help speakers write their script. Because why? You want to have it word for word. That way you can get consistent results. And so what you want to do is you want to engineer your talk, taking people down a path that at the end of your presentation, in their mind, because nobody wants to be a pushy salesman, they say, I want and I need that. And that's what I call subconscious selling, non-resistance communication, which is a very powerful thing that we can teach people here right now, is how they can communicate it such a way that below the awareness that the prospect, the people in the audience say, I want and I need that. And they run to the back of the room. I can't tell you how many times thousands of people would run to the back of the room to buy my product or service. And that's the art that we want to empower everybody to be able to do.
Is there an example you could do that works on a podcast that would make that message clear as to what you're talking about?
Well, let's just go over one easy strategy. So we're going to talk what they call, I want everybody to write this down. All buying decisions are based on emotion backed by logic. So Wayne, what part of the mind is the emotional mind? Is it the conscious or is it the subconscious?
Well, actually, you got me there. I think it's the subconscious.
It is the subconscious. The subconscious is the emotional mind. And 90% of communication happens in the subconscious. That's below your conscious level. So what I want to teach you is that if 90% of communication is subconscious, I need to teach you subconscious communication. Now, very few people on planet Earth understand this because of my NLP background and my hypnosis background of being a therapist, that I understand how to communicate to the subconscious. Now, think of the conscious mind as the gatekeeper. So when a speaker says, get up right now and go to that back table, the conscious mind could say what? No. So what we want to do is what they call non-resistance. This is where we can say words like this or language patterns, say, before you spontaneously run to the back of the room. They can't say no to that. I want you to notice yourself wanting to go back. And by using certain language patterning, that what happens is the conscious mind can't say no. It will just accept the command. And that's really how you can take your communication to another level. Now, what I want to do is I want to kind of break down. So if you're doing a presentation, there's five key elements to every presentation that I write. We've got the introduction to your presentation, which is one of the most important things. Number two is the story. We know that stories tell, facts. Stories sell, facts tell. Number three, we've got the offer. Number four is the body, where you're going to edutain them, which we'll talk to you in a moment about edutaining. And number five is the close, which is the most important thing. So those are the five key elements to when I write a presentation.
And I hope everybody is writing that down, because those are key. That is actually, that's the complete structure for how to put it together. And if you listen to the words he just gave you about getting into the subconscious, you could probably, just with the couple of examples he gave, figure out other examples for yourself, so that when you instantaneously go and take his free offer after we're done here, you'll see exactly how it works.
Yeah, and in fact, I want to give something away very special. I came here to serve Wayne, and I think this is really empowering. I believe that for us to turn our economy around, it's not going to happen in Washington. It's going to start with small business owners, salespeople, turning this economy around. And we've got to get better at communicating our message and selling our products and services. So what I've got together is something really special, which I've got my Confidence for Public Speaking. I've got my NLP training, my sales training, and some blueprints as a special gift for the folks at the end of this talk that we can give away to them.
Yeah, that's absolutely key. So when you download this, you're going to be in receipt of really kind of some major secrets that maybe they're not really secret, but you probably don't know about them because you were never introduced to them. And so you want to have this. And because I take everything Dave puts out, even if it's the same thing he gave me before.
Well, I think, Wayne, you're right. I mean, everybody can get better at selling, and everybody can get better at communicating. And we know that there is a direct relationship with the better you communicate, the more money you're going to make. I mean, let's just take an example. Look at our president, you know, and I hope I don't offend people, but is he the most qualified person in America to be the president? Maybe, maybe not. But I can tell you this, he's a very, very qualified speaker. He knows how to present a message in a very effective way where he became the president. And so that's what you have to consider. That's how empowering speaking can be, that you can actually become the president of the United States because you're a great communicator.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And that reflects back on your earlier comment, because I agree with completely, is that the entrepreneurs are the real fixers of the economy. If people like everybody out here in the audience, like you, go out and work to become an entrepreneur, you create the jobs that people want to do. You create the products that people actually want. You provide the services they actually need. No government has ever done that. Only the entrepreneurs have. And the more we make, the more we maintain. And I don't mean power in a political sense. I mean power of the people, really, in a real sense. And so, yeah, Dave, you're right on the mark with well, everything. As I have a hard time disagreeing with you.
Well, I just want to come and speak the truth. And so, well, let's get to work here. So, So let me give you some good suggestions. So if you're writing a presentation, every single one of your people on your team should know your sales pitch, all the way from the secretary to the salesperson to the janitor. And that's one of the things. Everybody should know how to present the product and service that you offer to everybody. Everybody's a salesperson, believe it or not. In my company, it's one of the things. So you say, well, you know, I'm the secretary or I'm the mark. No, everybody is a salesperson, because we need to get our message out to the world. So everybody, no matter what, is talking to a customer. So what we want to create is our core story, our stadium pitch, or our webinar pitch. And you want to do is you want to write this presentation. You want to script it out, and you want to memorize it word for word, just like an actor. That way, everybody knows how to present the message to get customers into action.
Okay, Dave. Now I just want to let you know we are going kind of overtime, and it's totally up to you how much more of your secrets you're going to let out right here. But you've given people an awful lot already, and sometimes I know I failed to notice it when I was listening to interviews like this, and so I want to encourage people that they stop and replay things and listen to them over and over again, because there was nothing tricky about what Dave just said. But the problem is we like to read things into it, and we have to go back and unread it to really just pay attention to what he said and not try to make something different out of it. And because if you do, you're gonna screw it all up. You're gonna wonder why isn't this working? It's because you tried to read something into it that he didn't say. He wasn't trying to trick you.
Since we ran out of time, and then a lot of people probably want to know more, let's go ahead and give this special $500 gift away so everybody can be empowered. If everybody goes right now to speakingempire.com/flash, you can register. We've got a bunch of free tools, NLP training, sales training, some blueprints, some really things to empower you so that you can help turn this economy around and empower your business to make more money and more cash flow. So go to speakingempire.com now /flash, and you'll be able to receive all my free tools and resources to help you and grow your business. Well, let me just share one of my best strategies.
Want to hear it.
If you're speaking on a stage or doing a webinar and you got to write your presentation, and Wayne, you went through our class that we have, which is called our presentation workshop, where we sit down with people like Wayne and all different kind of speakers and businesses, and we help them write their presentations. And what we do is when you write your presentation, most people want to start with the first slide. No, you want to start with the end in mind. And you want to start with the last slide, and you want to create what they call the irresistible offer. So before you're presenting your message, you want to know, what is the outcome? Are you trying to sell something? Are you trying to get somebody to opt into something? So what are you trying to sell? And then from there, you're going to engineer your whole talk around the one action you want. Now, most people want, of course, at the end of the presentation, to people to buy their product or service. So you want to start with that last slide, and you want to create what they call the irresistible offer. Now, one more quick little thing is, remember this. People don't buy the product. They buy the benefit of the product. So start selling benefits. In fact, they buy the benefit of the benefit. Right, Wayne?
Exactly.
So it's so funny. So many companies hire a salesperson, and they make the salesperson, you know, rehearse the product and try to sell the product. People don't buy the product. They should be rehearsing. What are the benefits, or the benefit of the benefit, your product gives? And so focus on selling benefit in your presentation, and you'll get more people into action.
All right, Dave, that was like gold. And I really appreciate you taking your time. I hope everybody remembers, when you go to speakingempire.com/flash, FLASH, then and grab the I mean, he said $500. I'm betting this is worth way more than $500. But you know, that's a good number. the value that it can create for you is way beyond $500. So you definitely want to go and grab that package right now. It says on the page the Jumpstart bundle, and you want it because it's more than a jumpstart. It'll really change things for you. So Dave, thank you very much. And for those that want to stay connected and stay connected with me and get in on my team, remember it's easyleadnetwork.com. That's where I'm putting together just amazing amount of training, marketing funnels, and lead generators all in one place for you, so that you can build your business no matter where you are right now. It's made for the person who just wants more lead generators, and it's made for the person who wants to get started today. Everything is done for you in there. So join me on the team, and I look forward to working with you. It's been absolutely great. I love Dave Van Hoos. He's an amazing character, and I look forward to seeing you on the next Wayne Sharers Show.